Title: Motif Variation Across Sections. For Old School D&B Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build that real old school jungle and early D&B feeling. One main motif that's so catchy you can recognize it instantly, but it keeps mutating as the track moves through sections. That's the secret sauce. Recognition first, surprise second. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a short 32 to 64 bar sketch within a section that teases the motif. A B section that drops it in full power, a C section that flips it for tension, then a return to B for payoff. And we're doing it with stock Ableton tools. Let's set up. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic feel, park it at 170. Now make a few tracks. Create a MIDI track called Bass. Create an audio track called Break. Optionally add a MIDI track for drum one-shots if you want to layer a clean snare on top of the break. And if you want, add a stab track too, but we'll treat that as bonus. Now create two return tracks. One for reverb, one for delay. On return A, put hybrid reverb. Go for a plate algorithm, decay around 2 seconds, pre-delay somewhere like 15 milliseconds, and roll off the highs a bit with a high cut around 6 to 8k. Make sure the return is 100% wet. On return B, put echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted if you want that classic dubby push, or a quarter note if you want it simpler. Feedback around 25%, and filter it so it doesn't mess up your low end. High pass around 200 to 400 HE. Low pass around 5 to 8k. Also 100% wet because it's a return. Cool. Now the actual musical D&A, the motif. We're focusing on a bass riff motif because it's the most straight up D&B identity builder. But everything you're about to do also applies to stabs or vocal chops. On your bass track, load Waveitable. Start super simple. Oscillator 1 is a sine wave. Oscillator 2 off for now. Put the filter on LP24 and bring the cutoff down low, around 200 HE. We'll animate it in a second. For the amp envelope, go for a tight plucky feel, attack at zero, decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds, sustain low or even basically off, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. We want notes to speak, then get out of the way for the break. Now make a one bar MIDI clip. The goal is a riff that loops and feels syncopated. If you're newer and the exact grid positions feel confusing, keep it simple. Put notes on beat 1. Then a note on the end of 1, then one on around beat 2 and a half, then beat 3, then the end of 3, then the end of 4. The exact pattern matters less than the idea. A downbeat anchor plus offbeats that roll. For pitch, pick an easy root like F or G. Let's say F. Use mostly F in the low octave, like F1, and occasionally jump to the 5th, C2. That root plus 5th thing is extremely authentic. It's almost like, don't overcompose it. Let the groove do the talking. Now, here's where it starts to sound like a record instead of a test tone. Add auto filter after Waveitable. Set it to LP24 as well. Cut off somewhere like 120 to 300 Hz and add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. You're listening for that B-whoop articulation. Then inside Waveitable, assign ENV2 to the filter cutoff, amount around plus 20 to plus 40, and set ENV2 decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Now each note has a little opening movement. Teacher tip, this envelope shape becomes one of your anchors. Even if you change pitches or rhythm later, keeping that same contra makes the ear go, yep, that's the same tune. Before we start making variations, lock your drums, because motif variation only works when the groove underneath feels consistent. On the break track, drop in a classic break. Amen, think, funky drummer, whatever you have. Set Warp to Complex Pro as a safe choice. If you want more grit and choppiness, try Beats Mode later. Now slice it to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip. Choose Slice to New MIDI Track, and slice by transients using the built-in option. Great. Now you've got a drum rack with the break chopped up. Go into that rack and get basic balance first. Make sure the main snare and kick slices are clearly the loudest anchors. Then put drum bus on the break group. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch around 5 to 20. If you use boom, keep it subtle and tune it around 50 to 60 Hz. But don't let it fight the bass. Optional but very useful. Add a clean snare layer on the drum one-shots track. Put it on 2 and 4. That gives you a stable backbeat even if the break gets wild. Now you've got the context. This is important. Even if your bass motif is simple, it feels right when the break is doing the classic language underneath. Now we do the main concept, A, B, and C variations. Same motif identity, different intensity. The rule is, change one axis at a time. Rhythm, pitch, timbre, space, density. If you change everything at once, it stops being a motif and starts being a new song. Let's build variation of first. The intro tease. Duplicate your bass clip into the intro area, like bars 1 to 9. In variation A, we want the listener to clock the idea, but we're not giving them the full drop yet. So make it darker and sparser. Put an EQ 8 after auto filter. High pass around 30 hc just to clean out rumble. Then keep things dark. You can either lower auto filter or cutoff to around 90 to 140 hz or do gentle low pass shaping with EQ. The main point is, it's muffled compared to the drop. Now delete one or two notes per bar. Keep the first note, and maybe keep one offbeat. This is important. You're preserving an anchor. Often the anchor is the first hit on beat one or the main accent rhythm. Then add a tiny bit of space. Send the bass a little into the delay return. Like 3 to 8%. You're not making it echo like crazy. You just want a ghost tail. Coach note. Old school intros are often about suggestion. If you fully reveal the bass phrase immediately, the drop has less emotional impact. So treat variation like a trailer. Now variation B. The drop main. This is the full statement. Duplicate your original motif clip into bars 9 to 25, or wherever your drop starts. Now we make it wider and more aggressive without changing the core identity. In Wavetable, turn on oscillator 2. Choose a saw or a square, but keep it low in level. Add a tiny detune, like 5 to 12 cents. This adds harmonics so the riff reads on smaller speakers. Then add saturator after EQ. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Now it's louder in perception. Not just in meters. Then add glue compressor gently. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just tightening, not crushing. Now sub-discipline. This is where a lot of beginners lose the vibe and just get mud. Option A is the cleanest. Create a separate sub track with operator on a sine wave, and follow only the root notes. Keep it simple, mono, and controlled. Option B is keeping Wavetable mostly sine and being careful with added harmonics. Either way, the sub stays stable. And here's a super practical arrangement trick. Range discipline. In the intro, keep the motif mostly in the lower range, like F1 to C2. In the drop, add one higher octave hit, like in F2, maybe once every two bars. That tiny change screams we've arrived without rewriting the riff. Now variation C. The switch or turnaround. This is where you flip the energy, but you don't abandon the tune. Duplicate the motif into bars 25 to 33. Pick two flip methods. Only two. You're trying to create tension and motion. Not a random second drop. Method 1. Call and response rhythm. Keep the first half of the bar identical so it's instantly recognizable. Then change the second half. Move one note earlier so it anticipates, or add a quick little 16th note run. Two or three fast notes, then back to space. Method 2. Pitch shadow. Keep the rhythm the same, but change one or two notes to create darkness. In F, try sneaking in an IB, that flat 7 or a BB, the fourth. Use them sparingly, and ideally on weak beats like offbeats or quick notes. That's a very authentic tension note rule. Drop is mostly root and fifth. Switch allows B7 and fourth. Return removes them again for release. Method 3. Timbre automation. In the switch, automate your auto filter cutoff higher, like 200 to 400 hc, and increase resonance a bit for a talking edge. Add phaser flanger subtly if you want motion. Slow rate, low mix. Method 4. Tape stop micro moment, without needing an actual tape stop plugin. At the end of the switch, like the last beat of bar 32, automate the bass volume down for one beat, and do a delay throw. That means for one note, you crank the echo send up dramatically, like 40 to 70%, then bring it right back down. That little moment creates a transition that feels like a DJ trick. Now, one more thing that makes this feel like jungle rather than MIDI in a vacuum, microtiming. Try nudging only the offbeat bass notes later by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Leave the downbeat notes tight. This gives you that slightly shoved, rolling feel without sounding sloppy. In Ableton you can do this by turning the grid off and dragging, or using track delay controls in milliseconds. Also remember, A, B, and C variation is not only about the bass. It's about how the bass relates to the break. When the snare hits, consider leaving a tiny gap right before or after it. Sometimes removing a bass note is more pro than adding one, because it makes the snare feel huge. Now let's arrange it. Here's a clean classic roadmap. Bars 1 to 9. Intro with variation A. Filter the break 2. Put an auto filter on the break and open it gradually from maybe 1k up to 3k as you approach the drop. Keep bass dark and sparse. Bars 9 to 25, drop 1 with variation B. Full breaks, full bass. If you want, add a simple stab every 2 or 4 bars, but keep it minimal. Bars 25 to 33, switch with variation C. Add a small drum edit here. Maybe a 1-bar fill, or remove the kick for 1 bar, or do a half-beat break cut. This is where the track turns the corner. Bars 33 to 49, drop 2 returns to variation B, or a slightly bigger B prime. Add 1 new element so it feels like progression, an extra ghost note, a hat pattern, a tiny extra mid layer on bass, or 1 extra stab hit. The key is, the motif stays recognizable instantly. Workflow tip. Color code your clips. Make a 1 color, B another, C another. Seeing the structure makes it way easier to think like an arranger instead of a loop hoarder. Optional. Add 1 rave DNA element, the classic stab. On the stab track, load simpler with a stab one shot, or synth your own stab. EQ it with a high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight your bass. Add a bit of saturation, then either send it to your plate reverb, or insert a short plate. A classic pattern is 1 stab on the first beat every 4 bars, and then in the switch section only, add an extra stab hit. That's motif variation across sections, but applied to ear candy. Now let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can avoid them. First, changing too many things at once. If rhythm, notes, sound, and drums all change together, the listener loses the thread. Second, no ATs. If you go full power immediately, your drop won't feel like a drop. Third, overbusy bass rhythm. Breakbeats need space. Let the snare breathe. Fourth, messy sub. If you add harmonics, keep the sub controlled and mono-ish. Fifth, switch sections that feel random. A switch is a variation, not a new track. If you want a slightly more advanced move without writing a new riff, try motif rotation. Duplicate the MIDI clip and shift all notes forward by an eighth note or a quarter bar so a different hit lands on beat one. Same notes, new emphasis. That's a classic producer trick. Or make it a 2-bar call and response. Bar 1 is your normal motif, bar 2 starts the same, but leaves space in the second half, or answers with just 2 or 3 notes. Breaks love that because it creates breathing room every other bar. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can actually finish in like 15 to 20 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.